Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. What a spectacular spring day yesterday. Sunshine, gentle breezes, 60s and 70s. Alas, May is also known for its showery episodes, so the weather script has flipped, with yesterday's high-pressure system out of the picture to the east and a minor storm combined with a warm front lifting a broad area of rain and showers northeast into the region this morning. We can find that storm on the maps lifting from Pennsylvania into western New York. The warm front, though, may be a bit of a misnomer since we're looking at a much cooler day, but it actually fits with the process that warm fronts use to create precipitation. Warm air, being lighter, slides up and over cool air that's now in place, and that's what makes the clouds and rain. The warm air resides on the other side of the front. Temperatures this morning in the 60s across parts of Pennsylvania. It's not scheduled to push far enough north to give everybody some warm air, although it does look like southwestern sections of our listening area, the Hudson Valley, southwest Vermont, and the Berkshires, and maybe into southwest New Hampshire, you could see temperatures there in the mid and upper 60s, while it's stuck in the 50s to low 60s to the north and east. This particular storm is the first in a series of storms generated by the menacing storm that's been pounding the Great Plains and the Midwest with some strong to severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. As the storm breaks apart, the storm weakens, so we're not expecting any severe weather, although we can't rule out some thunderstorm activity today. There have been thunderstorms in New York this morning, and this afternoon, if we get some breaks of sun, there'll be some additional scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could have some brief heavier downpours and even some small hail. Once this first storm system slides to the east tonight, the showers or isolated storms should taper off overnight into early tomorrow, leftover sprinkles and a little bit of drizzle and fog to wake up to tomorrow. What happens from tomorrow into the weekend has undergone a significant change. It now appears high pressure over Quebec will strengthen a bit, and that expands into the Canadian Maritimes to our northeast, and that will force the additional storms that we expect to slide to our south. Still close enough to keep clouds and the potential for showers in the forecast, but a fussy forecast. In fact, the influence of the high will definitely keep temperatures on the cool side through the weekend. Any periods of sun would warm the temperatures, and so that could happen at least on occasion across some sections of northern areas closer to the area of high pressure. The best chances of showers, of course, farther from the area of high pressure, closer to the storms, so running through southwest New Hampshire, southern Vermont, the Berkshires, and then northwest into New York and the Adirondacks. Slight variations in the high pressure system to our north and storms passing to our south will cause the details daily to vary a bit, but plan on unsettled conditions through Sunday, Mother's Day, and a daily chance of at least some showers. Each day should also see maybe a few to several hours of dry weather, so it's not a washout situation, just an unsettled and damp and cool one. With all of that in mind, the forecast details for today: the morning rain and showers and maybe a thunderstorm spreading east and north, continuing this afternoon from Route 2 north, mainly east of Lake Champlain, but some breaks of afternoon sun south and through New York with scattered showers or additional thunderstorms. Highs in the 50s to low 60s, north and east of I-89, mid and upper 60s to the southwest. Winds will increase out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour, a few gusts to 25. Tonight, scattered evening showers or a thunderstorm tapering off, remaining mostly cloudy, and a few sprinkles or drizzle north. Patches of fog, lows in the mid and upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few breaks of sun possible near and north of the Quebec border, patchy morning drizzle north, and a few localized afternoon showers, especially south. Highs 50s to near 60 north, low to mid 60s south, a light and raw northeasterly breeze. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.